Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. And once again, today we have some very enlightening headlines for you from around the world. The first one being, will the world end? History's final day? My, oh my, again and again you hear, is the world going to end? Very, very good question. Is it going to end?
Now, will the world ever end? No. This is the greatest misconception in Christianity today. And they use 6 mistranslated verses to prove that it is going to end. And that's Matthew 13, 39, verse 40, verse 49, Matthew 24, 3, Matthew 28, 20, and Hebrews 9, 26. But the word there should not have been translated world. It should have been translated age. There are 7 ages in Bible, history and prophecy. And the 6th age is grace, and the 7th age is the millennium when Christ comes back to rule and reign on earth. Now the Bible says it's a world without end, Isaiah 45, 17 and Ephesians 3, 21. Unto God be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. Amen, amen. Every Catholic Mass has ended with that phrase for 2,000 years. Now watch how I'm going to prove this. Matthew 24, verse 3. They came to Jesus and said, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be a sign of the end of the world? It can't be the end of the world. What? Turn the page. Matthew 25, 31. The Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with all his holy angels, and then Jesus shall sit on the throne of his glory. He comes back. So how could the world have ended in chapter 24 when he returns in chapter 25 and says in verse 34, come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. What is the kingdom? When Christ comes, he sets up his kingdom. We've prayed it for centuries. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:10. So where does it happen? In Revelation 19:11, he comes regally, royally, majestically on that white horse. The armies in heaven follow, those of who's been raptured return. And he comes as the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords, and reigns for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. Then he's recommissioned, 1 Corinthians 15, 24 to 28, and he reigns forever and forever and forever on terra firma, on earth, with his kingdom. That's why Revelation 11, 15 says, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. How long is forever? It's forever. The world will never end. That's why the earth abides forever, Ecclesiastes 1, 4. Boy, that's hard to interpret, isn't it? And also Psalm 104, verse 5. Yahweh God created the earth, and it shall never be removed. Sleep well. But there are things that are going to happen. In Revelation chapter 6 to 18, we call it the tribulation and even the great tribulation for the judgments that fall, especially the last grouping of them. And that's Revelation 7, 14. So we're going to talk about some of the things that are coming after we're gone, but oh, we're going to be gone soon. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, Jack. While you were talking about the coming of the Lord, I was sitting here really trying to picture it all. It's impossible. How wonderful to picture our Lord coming back. If I go away, I will come again. That's what
Amen.
He said, and that's what
yeah.
he means. He's
yes,
coming
sir.
Again.
Yes, ma'am.
Economy. My, this is something on everyone's mind. I don't think my heart's ever been more moved toward our country because of the economy. Jack, what do you think about the economy? Is it going to get worse?
It's going to get worse, according to the Bible, because we're headed for the tribulation hour, and we're gone when it happens. I'll keep you out of the hour of testing, which comes upon the whole world, Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Now, look what happens. James chapter 5, verses 2 to 4. Go to now, you rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. and you've heaped together all this treasure for the last days. The last days. You get the picture? And in Revelation 18, they're crying the blues. And verse 10 says, in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse 17, in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, to nothing. Verse 19, in 1 hour is she made desolate, is so bad, they're casting their silver into the streets and their gold is being confiscated. Oh, you're trusting in your metals? Beware, it's coming, judgment. And that's Ezekiel 7:19, a measure of wheat for a penny. Jesus predicted this famine in Matthew 24, verse 7, Mark chapter 13, verse 8, and Luke chapter 21, verse 11. Get ready. Jesus is coming.
We need to be ready for the coming of the Lord, don't we? Natural disasters. Take a look. Tornadoes. States assess twisters, wrath. And again, storms ravage the heartland. Big solar storm hits the earth. Earthquakes leave dozens dead or missing. Oh my, so many devastating natural disasters. And the Bible addresses everything, doesn't it, Jack?
Sure does, Rexella. Tornadoes, Luke 21, verse 26, men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which shall come to pass on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Solar storms. And these solar storms will block out 860 satellites. And along with electromagnetic pulse beats, we can have a total darkness settling over the entire nation from coast to coast. And Revelation 6:12 says, when he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And Matthew 24:29 says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, toward the end of the 7 years, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and there'll be total darkness over all the land. It's all coming. And then earthquakes, wow, Jesus mentioned that many times in Matthew 24:7, Mark 13:8, Luke 21:11, and John in the book of Revelation talks about it in Revelation 6:12, 8:5, chapter 11, verse 13 and 19, and of course, chapter 16, verse 18, there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. What is that? San Diego? No. Los Angeles? No. Jerusalem. For Jesus Christ, our Savior, returns and his feet hit the Mount of Olives, Zechariah 14:4, and it splits from east to west. Oh, what a day it'll be, though, when he comes to set up his kingdom, and then all these things will be finished forever, and there's going to be peace in the valley.
Right now is why we came into your home, so that you might make a decision. Have you ever opened your heart to the Lord? Is he your Savior? I don't care what you've done, the Lord will forgive you. That's why Jesus came, to be our Savior. Oh, Jack, will you pray the prayer of salvation?
Look, Jesus died to save you. He loves you. He doesn't care what sins you've committed if you'll confess them and repent. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry. I want you to save me today. Cleanse me with your precious blood shed at Calvary's cross. Jesus, come into my heart today. I pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. As I said, this is why we came into your home. I trust that you prayed that prayer. And if you did, write to me. There's my address. And I will send you this wonderful little book, The First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord wants to walk with you. He forgave you of everything in your life you don't want there. Now he'll walk with you. And now, friends, I'd like to leave you with a wonderful thought that I've taken to my heart. Christ showed his love by dying for us. We show our love by living for him. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very, very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added. Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information.